Yeah, self-talk is definitely what gets in my way. That voice that says, you're not good enough or not worthy enough. This year has been really rough, so self-talk has just really been a lot louder than usual. It's just a constant battle.
Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Maybe you find yourself lying to yourself and been a perpetual problem maybe since childhood, and you know that you wrestle with that self-talk. It kind of rattles around in your head. Satan loves it. In my new book on hijacked emotions, I have a whole chapter focused on not lying to yourself, you know, and the lies that we tell ourselves. I'll get into some of those. If you could reach back into that five-year-old self of who you are and tell them one thing about a younger you and how you would tell yourself the truth, what would it be? If you could go back, like that song by Mercy Me says, dear younger me, you know, what would you tell a younger self the truth that you would want them to repeat over and over in their lives to help you be where you are today? Does that make sense? I'd love to hear from you. What would you tell a younger you to tell the truth? Give me a call, 888-888-1717 is my phone number, 888-888-1717. Learning to tell yourself the truth. You know, some of the lies that maybe you tell yourself is I'm not good enough, nothing's ever going to change, it's my fault, if God loved me, this wouldn't be happening in my life. And you know that the roots of those lies often go way back to your childhood. And so if you could go back and tell a younger self the truth about life, what would it be? Give me a call. We got our operators ready to go. You ready to go in there? Let's go. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. Claudia in Arizona wants to weigh in first. Claudia, go ahead.
Well, growing up, my dad was missing in my life. He chose to come in and leave whenever he wanted to. And growing up, I was always worried about everything, about my mom, about my siblings. I learned to rely on God. He would never fail me, and he's my father, and he loves me just the way I am. So what I will say to my younger me would be not to worry. God is an excellent father, and he was in control then, and he is in control now. Thank you for your program. You're a blessing to my life.
Hey, listen, you know, if we can, thank you, Claudia, I appreciate that. You know, if we could start telling ourselves that truth younger in life, it'd help us when we get older. And you may be older today, and you realize that that's been a lie you've told yourself. God's not really here. If God really loved me, this wouldn't be happening. So if you could reach back and talk to that five-year-old self, what would you tell him? What would be the truth? 888-888-1717 is the number. Join in. What would you say today to be intentional to tell the truth?
Dear younger me, you have no idea what those five busy children will give to your life. Invest in them more than you did. Enjoy them more than you did. And encourage them more than you did. And they give back so much more than you could ever imagine.
And if I was to tell a younger me, I think what I'd tell myself is to remember that everybody I meet, everybody I'll ever meet, is an image bearer of God and therefore is deserving of all of this respect and honor that they should get.
If I could speak to my younger self right now, I would say, obey God. He has the best intentions for your life. And if you could just listen to him, even though it's hard and you don't want to do what he is telling you to do at that moment, trust him and know that his ways are higher than our ways and he knows what's best for us. Even if it feels like it's hard and it feels like you can't get through it, he is able and he can and he will make a way for you.
Amen. Jeremiah, let me add Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. That's God's word. See? He says, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. So if you're lying to yourself today, there's a good verse to mark and put up on the wall or on your phone, Jeremiah 29:11. What would you tell a younger self today that's the truth to help you stop lying later on in life? 888-888-1717 is the number. Quick break. We'll be back with your calls and more comments right after this.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to get away to get close to God's creation. Book your cabin now for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. Breathtaking destinations and beautiful scenery await you on this unforgettable travel experience. Enjoy spiritual renewal and build lifelong memories. Join my wife Donna and me for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. To book your cabin, go to theintentionallife.com.
Stop telling yourself this lie in your life. I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. This is a very damaging lie that we tend to tell ourselves at certain times throughout our lifetime. And here it is. Nothing will ever change. You know, when we tell ourselves nothing will ever change, it robs God of His rightful place in our life. It limits God. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." That's a powerful verse. It's a beautiful verse, and it's a promise. So if you're feeling stuck today, maybe you're feeling stuck in your finances and your work and your marriage, and you just keep praying that things will change and nothing's changing, and you're about ready to give up, one more day. Keep trusting Him today. That's intentional living.
Find out more about freedom from hijacked emotions at theintentionallife.com/book.
You know, we have a whole chapter in that book I wrote on telling yourself lies and how to overcome them, not to be intentional so your emotions don't get hijacked. You know, when we lie to ourselves, and the one lie you just heard referenced, you know, things are never going to change. If you feel that way, that leads to a hijacked emotion. And those lies often develop early in our childhood. I mean, early in our life, maybe in the home you grew up in, the experiences you have, and it's easy to start telling those lies, and all of a sudden, boom, you get into a situation later on in life, older in life, and boom, here you are telling yourself every day things aren't going to change. Or any other number of lies that can hold you back. So what would you go back and tell that younger self? Hey, listen, this is a lie you're going to be telling yourself 30 years from now. So start telling yourself the truth now. What would it be about life, relationships, people? 888-888-1717 is the number. Tamara wants to weigh in here from California. Hey, Tamara, welcome. Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing that you tell a younger Tamara?
Oh, there's so many, but the main one is that I'm enough, that that my best is good enough, that what I try is good enough for God, that I don't need to, I don't know, I used to always think I just wasn't enough, that, yeah. You know, I just couldn't get the acceptance or the love that I was looking for, and it was there all along, and it started with me, that I need to accept who I was and love myself like what God created me to be.
So that was something in your childhood you didn't feel you got an adequate dose of that later caused you to lie to yourself.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it was never good enough, and it was that self-talk, really. I mean, we have older sons now, and I have a little baby girl, and I mean, that's probably the biggest thing that I try to remind them is that we are perfectly and wonderful. Like, we were made in God's image, and that all the little quirks and things, that's all part of us.
Yeah.
And that we're loved unconditionally by Him and by as parents, that I love them. I'm going to be disappointed, but there's nothing they can do to break away from my love. It's always going to be there.
You know, Tamara, as a Christian community, those who are listening who are Christians, we know not everyone listening is, but those who are, we have this balance because on one hand, we know we're not sufficient to get saved. We can't be intentional enough, good enough to ever measure up to God's perfection, and that's why He reaches out with grace and mercy. But at the same time, because we are His creation, we are His children, we are marvelously made, as you point out, we are enough. In other words, we can live every day in that beauty of knowing that we're enough in Christ because of Him.
Yes, exactly. Because of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's the thing, yeah. And it's that self-talk. And anytime it doesn't line up, I always remind myself and the boys, I'm always like, hey, wait, does that sound like that's something God would tell us? And I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that that's not. That's old talk.
And that's
so
good.
Try to get that out right away.
Perfect. Thank you, Tamara. Appreciate your listening
you.
In California today.
Thank you.
All
have
right.
A good week.
God bless you. You know, when I think of those who are listening today, and you don't have a faith. I mean, you just believe you're an animal. You know, you're just like all the other creatures that are around the planet, and you're going to die and disappear. Man, you talk about self-talk. You talk about having meaning. What meaning is there? You know, it seems to me that for those of us who are believers, those of us who are followers of Christ. And listen, I'm saying to everyone today, if you're outside of Christ, God made you and loves you. He has a purpose for your life. We're not just animals. We're not just part of an evolutionary process. God has a perfect plan for every person, and every person's different. I don't have to be like you. You don't have to be like me. We look different. We have different talents, skills. And if you read 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the body, the fact we all have a place in the body. We all have a different role in the body. And that's the beautiful thing when we know that we have a purpose. Man, we live in a world today when I see all that's going on and the high levels of depression and anxiety and the issues that people are facing, it's no surprise outside of knowing that we have a purpose for being here today. All right, get me preaching here. Jason, welcome to the program from Arizona.
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, thanks for taking a minute to call. What one thing would you tell a younger Jason?
Well, if I could focus on, you know, thinking back on 5 years or even more, what I would do for myself or tell myself would be to focus more on Jesus and believing more in Him instead of the ways of the world and not following the original sin that's out there that seems to be like a magnet and grabs you and pulls you away from the light.
Yeah. Now, how does that work? I mean, what is it? Is it your thinking that tends to pull you away, or is it the shiny stuff?
It's the thinking. It's the material items. It's coworkers. You know, coworkers that you work with. You know, instead of you being the better person and being the better person, you end up falling in that trap and pretty soon, you know, the different kind of words start coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And slowly just, you know, one baby step at a time, you know, instead of the ways of Christ, you start getting the ways of Satan. And it's like pretty soon you got to look back at yourself going, wait, whoa, it's like looking in the mirror and telling yourself, I don't like where I'm at. I'm not happy with where I put myself.
Well, it's telling yourself the truth, isn't it? And it's a daily decision. That's why we say at Intentional Living, Jason, that life is about making the decision then doing the next right one thing. You know, it's just like you say, you wake up one day and say, how in the world did I get here? You know, in this situation, this relationship, this place in life, and it can happen so quickly. It really can. Good reminder, man. Thank you for your call. We get Mindy on. Let me see here. Mindy is in Arizona as well. Mindy, welcome to the program today.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing that you tell a younger Mindy?
I would tell a younger Mindy that you deserve to be loved and that you can give love.
Hmm. Is that something that you've lied to yourself over the years?
Yeah. It seems that I keep losing all of the men that are amazing, strong Christian men in my life. My grandfather died a couple, like 8 years ago. My husband died, so I'm a widow. Mm. And then last week, my father died.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, all of these people that I loved dearly and who gave me love just keep vanishing from my life. And it's like, I feel like every time I open myself up to begin to love or, like, allow someone to be close to me, something happens and they're just ripped away.
Well, I'm sorry for your losses, Mindy. Losses is difficult. And your dad passing away, I think you said last week or within the last month, you're still very much in grief. Loss is a very difficult process, and it's easy to get stuck in it because the reality of life all of a sudden shows up. And like you said, these people, these men that you've loved and cared for and cared for you are gone, but they're not. And if they knew Christ, we know where they are. So we'll be praying for you, Mindy, that you don't allow Satan to lie to you. Don't allow Satan to use this loss in your life to hold you back from what's next, because God's not done with you yet. You still have a hope and a future, and we'll be praying that it'll unfold day by day in your life as you continue to follow Him.
Yeah.
We'll be praying for you, Mindy. Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You know, this is an example today. I didn't really think of it, but when we opened up the phone line and said, what would you tell a younger self? You know, what would you say to a younger self? That we're really revealing the what hijacked emotions are all about. Because it's the things that we would tell a younger self are really kind of the lies we're telling ourselves today. Don't lie to yourself like this. You know, if I could go back and tell a 5-year-old or 10-year-old self, don't tell these lies to myself. That's really how hijacked emotions occur. Anxiety, fear, worry, loneliness. Now, we all have those, and there's episodes of that in our lives. That's part of the process of life. But when we get stuck and our emotions get hijacked, they can really keep us from experiencing God's best. What's your thought on this? What's a younger word you'd say to yourself at 888-888-1717?
Laughter and fun are important in a great marriage, and that's what you'll experience at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Well, everything Dr. Randy Carlson said was just great.
We have fun, and we enjoy each other's company, and we just love spending time together.
No matter how many years you've been married, you can always learn new things to strengthen your relationship.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, and November 16th in Tucson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
First of all, Nehemiah started out the decision-making with a question that he asked. And that's what intentional living is all about. You hear me hammer away on the air and in conferences, and I'd say to our members, this is really important. You hear me say regularly, make a decision of what one thing you could do for the next 30 days that would most significantly impact your life. We're always calling people to make a decision. Isn't that what Christ was always doing? When you read the New Testament, you realize Christ would be with someone and then He would call them to an account. He'd call them to make a decision in their life.
Yeah, listen, make the decision. For some, that's tough, difficult. Make a decision, then live your decision every day. That's intentional living. The teaching this month for members is Your Decisions Matter. And it's been on its way to your home on CD. I hope you enjoy it. New members, welcome. Those who are just joining us now during this month of October, I decided I wanted to continue to make available to you as you join Intentional Living as a new member or increase your monthly support. The brand new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, I'll autograph it. We'll get it to you. We'll be having all the books in the mail by the end of the month. That's our target. I think that's doable. We're in the printing stage now, and we'll get it to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it. What would you tell a younger self so you don't lie to yourself? Got a lot of people want to share. Let me get to Dirk. Been waiting the longest. Welcome to the program, Dirk.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Good, good. What would you tell a younger self?
I would tell my younger self to make Jesus matter.
Did he? He didn't when you were younger?
Well, I grew up in church. It's all I ever knew. I came to faith at a very, very young age, and I was very blessed with an unwavering faith of knowing what I believe was the truth. It never left me. And God was everywhere around my life and everything a part of it, but he was never in my life. And when it came time when I knew and I was out on my own and I knew that I needed him in my life and he'd never been, it wrecked me for a long, I had about a 17, 18 really dark years. And it's been a long road to get me back to where I am today, to where Jesus matters.
Amen. So I think that's true. People who grew up in the church, like I did, we can almost take it for granted.
Amen.
Yeah. And sometimes it's when you go through the valleys, it's the dark dips that I write about. When you hit a dip, sometimes, hopefully, that's a moment when we say, hey, is this real or not? In fact, I write about the story that several stories in my own life, hitting some dips where I had to really say, is God real? Is this real? What I teach, what I believe, what the Bible teaches, am I going to rest on this? Is this hope real in my life? And many times we can take it for granted. Some of you, you share these amazing stories of going through deep waters and how God has helped you through it. And God is so amazingly real in your life. And for others, life hasn't been all that tough. Things have kind of rolled along okay. And God's in your life, and you're involved in church, and you pray, and but you've never really been forced to experience it. Is it real or not? Powerful. Thank you, Dirk. Appreciate your call, man. That's encouraging. What would you say to a dear younger self if you were to talk to yourself today?
I would say, dear younger self, you're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. You're going to make a lot of mistakes, but God's mercy and grace are there for you just for the asking. So just remember to lean on Him through everything you go through because this is going to make you stronger.
My big piece of advice would be to embrace my uniqueness. Stop wasting time looking at celebrity hype, the things you should look like, act like, types of shoes to wear, clothes to wear. It was all such a waste of time, and it took me years upon years to unbury who I really was. So probably the recovery time ended up being close to my 40s before I really started to embrace my own uniqueness. It comes back to the fact of I didn't want to be me because everybody was pushing me to be somebody else.
Yeah, people do that. It's kind of a dumb thing, isn't it? You are made uniquely different. I think it's God's way of giving us unique DNA and fingerprints, just saying, hey, you are unique. All right? Listen, I got three more I got to get on here before we run out because I want to hear you. Let's start with Ann. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your what would you tell a dear younger Ann?
Well, I would tell her that her past experiences to break away from them before they tarnish her future relationship with her husband. Yeah. And to try to reach out and find help. I was raised in a culture and an environment where childhood traumas aren't really taken seriously. And I feel like I had dealt with so many that I felt misunderstood most of my life. And it's where it's kind of always put back on me. And I had such a struggle to find myself and to find healing. And where you should actually, you know, I just, my goal in life is to be able to help people who have been traumatized with their past experiences to move past them way quicker.
That's a powerful thing, Ann. Listen, you're reminding people today, listen, if you're a younger person, you're hearing Ann, deal with your issues then, now, because someday you'll be calling the show. What would I have told myself when I was back there at 18 or 20 or 23? Good reminder. Thank you, Ann. Nancy is on the line. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi. What would you tell a younger Nancy?
I would tell a younger Nancy to obey your parents because they know best and to seek God with all their heart and to ask for wisdom every day because I went through a lot. I was a disobedient child, and now that I'm older, I've learned that God is the answer. And so they don't have to suffer and go through things that that they don't need to go through. So I would definitely tell the younger generation that, and also to say no to drugs. N-O, no.
Yeah.
And yes.
Underline it and don't do it.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And I pray for all the younger generation, for all the people, for wisdom. Because I was a fool. We need wisdom. And Jesus is wisdom. So that's what I would tell the younger generation.
All right.
Seek God. All right?
Yes. Okay. And you did, and you are, because we got a lot of people listening, a lot of younger people listening as well around the world. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. What would you tell a younger Kathy?
I would just tell her that just because some adults don't do what people think are the right things, that's not what God says. And that God says that we are worth what he says we're worth. And so.
Let me fill in the blanks. I think what you're saying, Kathy, is that just because a person has more years than you doesn't mean they're always right. And there's where wisdom comes in, discernment, to really know what who you are in Christ and being intentional in that process. All right. Hey, listen, this has been very interesting, kind of fun and informative. And if you want to share a Dear Younger Me story, one of your own life, if you could talk to a younger self, why don't you share it on our comment line? We'll maybe play some of these down the road here another day. You can give us a call, 888-888-1717. And when you press number 2, it'll go on our comment line. That's right. You remind me. We're going to do this tomorrow, aren't we? Let's come on back and do it tomorrow. So if you get through and share your story, Rob will kind of download some of these, and we'll play some of them tomorrow. Love to hear your story. So go ahead and call and tell us, hey, here's what I would tell a younger me at 888-888-1717 and press number 2. Hey, we're wrapping up the show today. A couple things. A reminder that the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night is coming to Mesa and Glendale, Arizona. I'm going to be teaching. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be an evening for couples. We're going to laugh. We're going to learn. I'm going to be sharing the 10 habits of successful marriage. I'd love to have you come. And then Tucson, November the 16th, a Saturday night. And so we're about a month out now. And this would be a great time to bring some couples with you. Maybe you've been wanting to minister to some couples that are going through some issues in their marriage and encourage them. This will be a non-threatening evening, but it's going to be clearly biblical and very positive and a lot of fun. So again, November 8th and 9th, Friday or Saturday night, 8th or 9th in Mesa or Glendale in Phoenix area, and then Tucson, November 16th. And get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.